Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I don't know about you, but up to yesterday, I never heard of Rachel's Vineyard. In fact, when I heard the name first, I thought someone had got it wrong. And it was Martha's Vineyard, which is the place where rich Americans go on their holidays. I really did think that. And then I looked into it and I watched RTÉ's Primetime Investigates programme last night, which looked at the work of Rachel's Vineyard, which I'll get to in a minute. But Aoife Hegarty is the RTÉ reporter who put that Primetime Investigates documentary together over a period, I think, Aoife, of about 7 or 8 months. Its purpose was what? Good morning to you.
Good morning, PJ.
Since 2018, certain things were supposed to change. What were they and have they changed?
Well, the law, when it was introduced back then following that referendum, allowed for a review 3 years after its implementation, and government commissioned the barrister Marie O'Shea to do that review. And last April, a full year ago, she handed over her 138-page report to government. Now, what we did last night was we used that report and looked at the legislation through its prism as to how the Irish system is working. And for the last 7 months or so, we've been meeting women whose very personal stories evoke the very myriad of recommendations that report makes, one of which, as you referred to there, relates to what Marie O'Shea calls rogue crisis pregnancy agencies.
Mm-hmm. There certainly was a sense going through the documentary, Aoife, which I watched twice last night and again this morning, of hard cases making bad law. Would you agree with me there?
Well, there is a whole section of the report that relates to what are known as fetal anomaly cases.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, where this condition unexpectedly arises during pregnancy. But in Ireland, our termination laws largely permit abortions up to 12 weeks of pregnancy. Anything outside of that, it's very difficult to get an exception to the law. Mm-hmm. There are some cases like fetal anomalies where that is can happen, but the restrictions are so tight here that often you have people who have received those devastating diagnoses who find themselves feeling like they have no choice still in 2024 but to travel abroad to seek termination care elsewhere.
Because so many of those anomalies are not picked up until after 20 weeks, whereas our law runs out for them at 12, and they can't always get an exception.
Yeah, so generally you don't discover that there's something, you know, seriously wrong with your pregnancy until around the 20-week mark. Now, there are exceptions to the law here, but it requires the two doctors having examined the pregnant woman decide that the fetal anomaly means that the baby will die either before its birth or within 28 days of birth. But, you know, that's a very high bar to reach, and there's also no guidelines around what conditions meet the criteria where a baby may potentially die within the first 28 days of birth. And as a result, you have many women who just either opt or are being told that it may be the easier option if and there are no easy options in these scenarios, to potentially travel abroad. And as you can imagine, that brings a whole other layer of trauma on what is already a very traumatic situation.
When you go back to pre-2018 and the whole repeal campaign, which ran, let's face it, Eva, ran for the bones of 20 years overall, fetal abnormalities were the one that kept coming to the fore, the one that we most wanted to, or supposedly most wanted to take care of, and yet they're not.
Yeah, and you would have heard from last night, we spoke to a woman who herself, since the legislation was introduced, had to travel to Liverpool for a termination following a diagnosis of a fetal abnormality. And she now works with the Llanov McCree Bereavement Support Group, which, you know, represents and provides help to a lot of those women who get those devastating diagnoses. And I mean, as she said last night, the first thing that a lot of these women say to her when they contact them looking for help is, what did we vote for in 2018? And maybe they didn't quite understand. I mean, that was the terms of the legislation that came in. But it is very restrictive when it comes to their cases. And you would have seen this night women who were devastated at the fact that even when they did travel to Liverpool, if you decide to have a post-mortem on your baby carried out, that means often that you have to leave your baby behind. Or indeed, there are, you know, many issues with the repatriation of bodies if you decide to not have a cremation service and try and take your baby's body home.
I thought what was particularly heartbreaking was one couple who were encouraged to hide the baby's body in the boot of the car.
Yeah, so I mean, in that case, it was their decision that they wanted to take the baby of their little girl home. And in order to try and avoid any issue at customs, they were advised that it might be best to hide their baby. And I mean, I think anyone who would have seen that interview last night would have seen the pain in that woman's eyes and how difficult it was having sat with her baby in the back of the car to have, when she approached the boot, to have to take the baby and put it into the boot of the car and, as she said, cover it up with her coat.
Which, as you would think, back in 2018 were the kind of things that people went out and voted to prevent. Aoife, move on if you would please to the undercover investigations. There was one in particular focused on something that happened here in County Cork, but talk to me first of all about the one that you went, did you go over the border for it, or you went into a clinic that was offering pre-abortion counselling?
Yeah, so I mean, one of the sections in that Marie O'Shea report that I referred to talks about what she calls rogue counselling services. And she says, in order to mitigate the risk of women encountering misinformation which may delay or preclude them accessing abortion services, she's recommending that the Department of Health introduce quality assurance measures across this pregnancy counselling sector to safeguard women. So one of those agencies which came across our radar several times as part of our research was located on Strand Road in Derry City. It's in a very modern looking office block there in the heart of the city. And we went there posing as a young woman who was a childminder living in Letterkenny in Donegal. She reached out to the Advocate Women's Centre having unexpectedly discovered she was 5 weeks pregnant. Now this centre, it looks very impartial when you go on its website. It says it'll offer information on all options. They run like 8 Google search ads at the minute. They also look very impartial, including an offer to provide information on the abortion pill. But when we turned up there, PJ, we found an approach that was in stark contrast to that outward approach.
There was one particular scene where, under secret filming, a nurse, I think she was, referred to the expanding of the cervix, and you had a medical consultant then in response saying this is nonsense, this is dangerous.
Yeah, so I mean, we were provided with a lot of different, I mean, we met a woman first who was introduced to us as an advocate. And from there, we were then taken to meet a lady who is a registered nurse in Northern Ireland. She required our researcher to take a pregnancy test first to prove her pregnancy. And she then went on to take her through a whole host of information regarding what they believe are the side effects associated with abortion. And one of those was, as you say, the risks that she believes are associated with surgical abortions. And she told our researcher that because, in her words, they have to force the cervix open to get the instruments in during that procedure, that her cervix would, just like an elastic band, become loosened, and that would put her at risk of preterm births in future pregnancies. Now, the consultant gynaecologist who reviewed that footage for us as part of last night's programme described that advice as absolutely extraordinary, saying it had no place in modern healthcare and sounded like advice that was designed to solely frighten.
Mm-hmm. Move on to Rachel's Vineyard, which, as I said at the start there, Reefa, I'd never heard of it until last night. I want to play a clip of tape from the show. This is when your researchers went undercover again. And here, just about 35 seconds of the kind of things they were told.
So now on the table, I'm putting a lovely little basket of rocks. I'm going to advise you now to take a rock, carry it around with you for the weekend. It's symbolic of the burden in your heart, whatever the burden is, unforgiveness of yourself, etc. You take it with you everywhere, to the shower, to the bathroom, to the dining room, everywhere. You will be invited to have wrapped the parts of yourself that have died because of sin. If you felt powerless to stop the abortion or any other unwanted abuse, you can have your hands wrapped. You may feel the pain or the ache of an empty womb, so invite the team to place a wrapping around your abdomen.
Now, one of your contributors in response to that said it sounded a bit like a cult, but that is, to be fair, that is a thing to which people enlist willingly, Aoife.
Yeah, so we came across Rachel's Vineyard as part of our research into another counselling service which deals with women in crisis pregnancy situations. And on its website, we saw that it also included referrals and funding to retreats with this organisation, Rachel's Vineyard, which is an American-founded organisation. And it's held up to 30 of these retreats in Ireland in the last 10 years. As you saw last night, we sent two researchers there to a recent retreat. And you're very right, and you would have heard me last night putting that to one of our expert interviewees in the programme last night. You know, this is not a place where people are forced to go to. It's of their own will that they go there. But that researcher would also have talked about the fact that while religious freedom in and of itself is fine, what is potentially different here is that by bringing vulnerable women to a retreat of this issue under the guise that abortion is the trauma and that they're guilt-ridden mm-hmm. because of that and that they need to divest themselves from that so-called sin can be very damaging to their mental health.
Is it fair to suggest that your overall finding, Aoife, was that we really haven't progressed very far since 2018, other than put, what, in fairness, what most people were voting for, a limited form of abortion, making that available here?
Well, I mean, you would have heard, you know, many interviewees talk about the transformation we've gone through since that legislation was introduced. And up until the 12-week cutoff period, termination care is working quite successfully here, if that is what you decide is the right option for you. And, you know, the World Health Organization, in one regard, does hold Ireland up as a front runner because we provide termination care at a local level in communities through GPs. But I guess what we are seeing and what the programme would have shown last night is that while that is working very successfully in that regard, there are cohorts of women for whom the system is not working. And while it's not about looking for, you know, whole-scale change, it's about trying to address and introduce some compassion into the law when it comes to those particular cases.
While watching the programme, as one does, I was keeping an eye to social media and then watching the press releases this morning when I came into work, Aoife. Certainly the pro-life movement and quite a number of individuals on social media last night and groups, you could see them gathering on social media, were accusing you and your team of promoting extra abortion in this country. How would you respond to that?
What I say is that I would let the program speak for itself, and the woman who spoke in it, you know. I am a journalist. I am impartial in everything I do, and all I can do is present the facts as they arise to us. Mm-hmm. We spent 7 months on this investigation. We met tens, if not close to 100 women during that time. And last night was about letting their stories speak for themselves. It's not certainly about us showing any particular agenda.
You made the point, and the point was made at the start, that the programme was not about the rights and wrongs of abortion, but about where we've come as a nation since 2018.
Yeah, and we must remember, I mean, this barrister, Marie O'Shea, has produced this report, and I suppose last night was the human, was us evoking the human stories behind that report. And it has made some very strong recommendations for legislative change. And we're almost a year on. And you would have heard her last night saying that it will take political will and courage to act on those now.
Okay. Aoife, thank you. The programme is available for anyone who chooses to watch it on the RTE Player, the RTE Primetime Investigates. Aoife Hegarty was the reporter who put that together and presented it last night. Thank you very much. 0818 96 96 96. 64% of those who voted in 2018 voted in favour of repeal of the Eighth Amendment. And at the time, we had a look. We could see what was coming in the bill. So we knew it would be 12 weeks, and Aoife makes the point, and made the point to me there again, she made the point that up to 12 weeks, the system that applies up to 12 weeks, medication-induced abortion, seems to be working quite well. But what doesn't seem to be working at all is fetal abnormalities that are discovered at 20 weeks and sometimes beyond. Because back in 2017, 16, 15, 14, 13, I can remember people talking about fetal abnormalities and looking for a change in the law that would allow those tragedies to be addressed. And if we're to believe what came out of that documentary last night, and if we're to look at what the barrister was saying in a report, that has not happened. That was one point that jumped very much out to me last night. Your thoughts are welcome at 0818 96 96 96. I remember this debate. I don't wish to reopen the heated and very angry debate that we had pre-2018, but I just thought 6 years on, last night was a very, very interesting programme.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.